David, one of his followers. I did not know the meaning of his discourses or his parables until he was no longer among us. Nay, I did not understand until his words took living forms before my eyes and fashioned themselves into bodies that walk in the procession of my own day. Let me tell you this. On a night, as I sat in my house pondering and remembering his words and his deeds, that I might inscribe them in a book, three thieves entered my house. And though I knew they came to rob me of my goods, I was too mindful of what I was doing to meet them with the sword, or even to say, "What do you hear?" But I continued writing my remembrances of the master. And when the thieves had gone, then I remembered his saying, "He who would take your cloak, let him take your other cloak also." And I understood. As I sat recording his words, no man could have stopped me, even were he to have carried away all my possessions. For though I would guard my possessions and also my person, I know where lies the greater treasure.